Have you ever considered finally tackling therapy but stopped short at the price tag? You wouldn't be alone. More and more Australians are putting their mental health on hold these days. Maxine Kapner has worked as a clinical psychologist for over 30 years and is now a leading behaviour support practitioner in Far North Queensland. She says the cost of mental health care piles up quicker than you'd think.
In my role both as a clinical psych and also as a behaviour support practitioner, the funding sources, so Medicare as a rebate scheme or NDIS as a fee-paying scheme, both fund me to provide interventions rather than assessments. So that means somebody refers a person to me with an established diagnosis. This is one of the biggest issues for NDIS participants and also for people being referred through the Medicare scheme. They have to pay something over $100 just to get the referral, just to get to my front door.
When Dakota booked her first psychiatrist appointment, she thought she was starting the path towards a diagnosis. Instead, she walked out with hundreds of dollars in bills. Even with a stable income, the costs were too extreme and ultimately pushed her away.
My first appointment cost me $500 and I was going to have to return multiple times before I saw any kind of result. It like starts with the first appointment and then they wanted to have me get blood tests. And then I think I would have to come back for two more appointments to do any written tests before I would even be able to get the diagnosis, and then have to attend regularly after that. It's actually one of the major reasons I chose to just forgo a diagnosis, and it wasn't worth the price that I was going to have to pay, especially like later in life, if that makes sense.
Even with the recent Medicare rebate boost, a psychologist appointment still leaves people up to $200 out of pocket. Riley, a former landscaping trainee, says wait times and overall costs moved therapy to the bottom of his priority list.
The cost of mental health services have massively affected my decision-making process in seeking mental health help. For a long time as a young person, I was making a very, very low amount of money as a trainee. For a landscaping company. It's either go to therapy or not be able to pay rent for that week. And ultimately, my list of priorities, it finds its way down the bottom.
Maxine says cuts to outpatient psychologist roles in Queensland Health are one of the biggest reasons therapy is now so expensive, especially considering Medicare rebated appointments are now capped at 10 per year.
So it started as 18 sessions in a calendar year. That was the standard, which is not fortnightly for a year, but it is something. So 18 got dropped back to 10. During COVID, it increased from 10 to 20, and now it's dropped back to 10. If you do sessions that infrequently, the defences that you have in place have too much time to stay strong. You need that kind of rapid intervention that allows you to actually experience a process of change, and you can't do that on 10 sessions in a year.
She says psychology within the outpatient public system was once the go-to for low-income patients, but these services are now very rare.
Most of it has been moved to the private sector, but because you get very few psychologists who bulk bill, then it becomes unaffordable.
Earlier this year, the federal government rolled out a $1 billion mental health package, providing funding for 57 Medicare mental health centres around Australia. These centres offer free mental health support without requiring a GP referral and are a massive step towards making mental health care accessible for everyone.